From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo. Rebels who had been occupying the eastern part of the city withdrew following a month-long Syrian army offensive. The announcement came hours after the last convoy of residents was reported leaving the city, the last of a week-long evacuation effort. Here is UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland.
This was an operation, the largest that I know of, that took place, and I think it saved a lot of lives. And I think it is it means that the end of the battle proved to be less cruel than it could have been.
Jan Egeland. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would also declare that existing settlements have no legal validity and are violations of international law. Spokesman John Kirby gave the U.S. State Department's response.
What we've continued to try to do is work towards seeing a viable two-state solution realized. But it wasn't. So in that regard, I think we were interested to see how the debate and discussion would unfold. And I think I'd leave it at that.
John Kirby. A video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by the Islamic State group in Syria on Thursday. The site intelligence group, which monitors militant groups online, said the Aleppo province of the Islamic State in Syria released the video showing two army soldiers being taken from a cage and burned alive. This is VOA News. Police in Australia say several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton said the five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by Islamic State propaganda. He added they had planned to attack high-profile locations in Australia's second-largest city. A new study says heavy usage of social media can lead to depression. Writing in the journal Computers in Human Behavior, researchers from the University of Pittsburgh say the use of multiple platforms is associated with depression and anxiety among young adults. Specifically, researchers found that people who report using between 7 and 11 social media platforms are three times more likely to develop depression and anxiety than those who use between 0 and 2. Researchers say they are not sure why heavy use of social media drives depression and anxiety. For more on that story, go to our website, voanews.com. The United States has won a major trade dispute with Indonesia, scoring a victory for American farmers and ranchers. The World Trade Organization found Thursday that Indonesian trade restrictions break WTO rules. The Obama administration brought 18 separate claims to the disputes panel and won all of them. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Donald Trump's staff moved Thursday to clarify a statement made by the president-elect about bolstering American nuclear capabilities. Trump tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller says Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote Friday on whether to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. But diplomats say the U.S.-led measure is expected to fail, despite warnings that the new country is on the verge of genocide. The United States, backed by Britain and France, argued that cutting off an arms flow is urgently needed to prevent atrocities. Russia, China, Japan, Malaysia, and Venezuela, and more importantly, the three African Council members, Angola, Egypt, and Senegal, all expressed reservations about the measure. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.